We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. Today is Friday, November 21st, 2025. Today's World News Roundup brings you this week's top headlines from around the world. Since last Saturday, more than 250 people have been arrested in Charlotte, North Carolina, while officials with the Department of Homeland Security stated that most of these arrests are gang members and criminals, Democratic Governor of North Carolina Josh Stein has alleged that people are being targeted because of their race. The DHS has not stated how long these raids will last. Democratic Mayor V. Lyles said in a statement, "To everyone in Charlotte who is feeling anxious or fearful, you are not alone. Your city stands with you." Now turning to Europe. In Kyiv, the U.S. and Russia drew up a peace plan aimed to ending the war in Ukraine. The plan has raised concerns among European leaders, who insist that the EU and Ukraine must be included in any negotiations. President Zelensky says Ukraine will review the proposal, but insists that no peace deal can involve surrendering territory. Shifting a focus to Latin America, President Luis Inácio Lula da Silva of Brazil nominated Solicitor General Jorge Macias to the country's Supreme Court. His third appointment to the court this term, Macias will fill the seat left by Justice Luis Roberto Barroso, who retired in October. His nomination will now move to the Senate for confirmation. And finally, in Asia, South Korea's expelled President Yoon Suk-yeol was indicted for allegedly trying to interfere with the investigation into the drowning death of Marine Corporal Shin Sung-jun. The new administration's independent counsels accused Yoon and others of pressuring officials to alter the investigation, saying the incident amounted to a systematic abuse of power. Yoon has denied any wrongdoing and has no immediate comment on the indictment. Moving along to sports, Illinois men's basketball hosts Long Island at State Farm Center tomorrow at 1 p.m. as non-conference play continues. Illinois looks to bounce back and move to 5-1 after a 90-86 loss to Alabama Wednesday night at the United Center in a back-and-forth battle that marked its first loss of the season. Follow along for more on the Big Ten Network, and for tickets and more information, visit FightingIllini.com. Lastly, a Champaign County church that has been open for 170 years is preparing to close its doors for good. Shiloh United Methodist Church will hold its final service on December 28th at 1 p.m. Leaders say attendance has dropped to only a handful of people each week, making it impossible to continue financially. In the weeks leading up to the closure, the church is working to clear out its building, including hosting a garage sale on December 11th and 12th. The future of the property will be decided by the United Methodist governing body. After nearly two centuries of service, the closure marks the end of a long-standing community presence. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out DailyIllini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Olivia Rebellion, Elliot Casey, and Kennedy Caldwell. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.